Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 165.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
A very familiar passage from the 9th chapter of Isaiah, starting at verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Let us pray. Merciful Father, these passages of Scripture just read tell us who is in charge of all governments. It's not we who sit here in a chamber. We come to do our part. Hopefully we've spent a lot of time talking to you in prayer. But most importantly, we pray to thee, Father, that we have listened to what you have to say to us, because what you have to say to us is far more important than anything that we have to say. Inspire minds to thought, convict us in our hearts that this season of the year that we call Christmas, that we would do that which would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We ask this in the powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for December 2nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves that the journal for December 2nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly or to the House, the clerk will read.
Representative Susan C. Fisher, House District 114, Buncombe County. November 29, 2021. Dear Speaker Moore, I hereby resign from the 114th seat of the North Carolina House of Representatives, effective January 31, 2022. It has been the honor of my life to have served the people of District 114 for these last 18 years. I hope that my constituents felt included and less isolated during my tenure as their House member. I have been a strong voice for women, for increasing the minimum wage, for labor, and better conditions for public education. I have been most proud of the fact that I was able to be instrumental in changing the laws of North Carolina around health education and education in general. This is where my focus has been throughout my career. I will be forever grateful to my constituents for allowing me to serve Buncombe County and the North Carolina House. The rewards of helping others are immeasurable. While a decision not to run again has been difficult and in many ways sad, it is comforting to know that there are energetic folks who are ready with their ideals and strong vision to run for election to serve the people. Sincerely, Susan C. Fisher, Representative Susan C. Fisher.
Noted. Chapter bills will be noted. Notices and announcements. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, December 10th at 10 o'clock, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative White, seconded by Representative Penny, moves that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Friday, December 10th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
The following special message from the Senate is noted.
Special message from the Senate Chamber, December 6, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to your honorable body that Senate Bill 326 ratified, an act to amend the date by which all mail and absentee ballots must be received by the County Board of Elections in order to be counted, to require publishing of that date absentee ballots are available in the deadline for the requesting an absentee ballot, and to provide for the reporting of ballots by the County Boards of Elections, was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper on December 2, 2021, and was returned to the Senate with the attached veto message. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk. Roy Cooper, Governor. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. Senate Bill 326, an act to amend the date by which mail-in absentee ballots must be received by the County Board of Elections in order to be counted, to require publishing of the date absentee ballots are available and the deadline for requesting an absentee ballot, and to provide for the reporting of ballots by the County Boards of Elections. The legislator ironically named this bill the Election Day Integrity Act, when it actually does the opposite. Election integrity means counting every legal vote, but this vote virtually guarantees that some will go uncounted. Therefore, I veto the bill. Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the Clerk of North Carolina Senate on the second day of December 2021 at 11:41 a.m. for reconsideration by that body. Received from the Governor December 2, 2021. 11:41 a.m., Sarah Holland. This act is effective when it becomes law and applies to elections held on or after that date.
Special message from the Senate Chamber, December 6, 2021. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on November 29, 2021, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate fails to concur in Senate Bill 219, House Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to revise the education requirements for licensure of professional land surveyor, to make various technical changes, to clarify the design build and design build bridging statutes, to prohibit waiver of future claims for progress payments on construction contracts, and to require attorney's fees in certain lien claims. The President pro tempore appoints Senator McGinnis, Chair, Senator Johnson, Senator Daniel, on part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully signed, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. The Speaker appoints that message is noted, and the Speaker appoints the following conferees for Senate Bill 219, Surveyor, License, and Education Requirement Construction Contract Revisions. Representative Arp is appointed as Chair, and the Senate is notified by special message.